Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for being here, and welcome to a new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am Molly McCord, and I appreciate your presence here today. For those of you who are new to the program, I am an intuitive astrologer, spiritual teacher, author. I actually teach a lot of business classes too, and it is my joy and my pleasure to connect with you through this radio show podcast in order to inspire you on your journey with whatever might be coming up right now. This show has been happening for about 4 years. Okay, maybe I'm rounding up because I forget if it was 2012 or 2013 when I started this program. But we gather here regularly to talk about spiritual topics, astrology, consciousness, energies, what the heck is going on in the world or in the globe, or simply what the heck is going on within ourselves. So I am always looking for topics to support you, inspire you, educate you, or help you in some manner. Today we're going to talk about reincarnation as a spiritual teacher. And this is really a fascinating topic because there's so many layers of understanding to reincarnation, and I hope to just break it down for you in a simple manner, in a way that you can understand, or at least to help wrap your head around what the heck your soul journey is about, or what the heck your current lesson is supposed to be teaching you, what your healing, what your challenges really are about. Perhaps you are healing karma. And by healing, I mean balancing. See, karma isn't really a punishing energy. It's just an energy. And you balance that by doing something of a higher vibrating energy to counteract it. So it's as basic as if you hurt someone's feeling, you apologize, or you do something that takes care of their feelings. That's really basic karma there. But of course, we as humans, oh boy, we're so varied. We're never that simple. So there's the lifetimes where we murdered, we betrayed, we robbed, and we stole from people. We broke someone's heart. We did these things that operated at a lack of consciousness, if you will. And in those lifetimes, you know, we could have been in survival mode, we could have been greedy, we could have had a very small view of our lives and our potentials. And so reincarnation allows us to look at our fuller experiences with the understanding that everything is energy. And if everything in the universe is continually changing form, continually changing energy and evolving, then of course we are too. The difference is that we have our minds, which can be very linear. We have our free will. We have the ability to choose this or to choose that. We have a lot at our disposal. And so how do we continue in our modern daily lives with this spiritual information as a tool, an active tool, an active teacher? Now, I love this topic, and I find it to be so fascinating and helpful in my own life, in my own world. And so I want to help open you up to more of your past lives and your other experiences on this planet. You know, the thing about the Earth is that we experience all energies, from fear to love, you know, from deep anger to peace and relief, from anything around the hurt and the pain of a relationship to the safety and comfort of a nurturing partner. We experience all of that, the full spectrum. And in this lifetime, I really believe we have the ability to create exactly what we want, like never before. Never before. Like, this is your lifetime to rock it, to get it, to really consciously create exactly what you want. Now, that doesn't mean it happens smoothly or quickly or easily. No, no, no. It will not happen that way because there's other stuff we've got to work out. You know, we got to, you know, untangle it, get it completed, massage it, heal it, learn from it, change. All of that sounds, oh, okay, it sounds great, right? You're like, oh, sure, I can do that. And then it gets bumpy and rocky and uncomfortable and hard. You experience depression, maybe addiction, maybe escapism. Maybe you go into parts of yourself where there's self-pity, victimhood, separation, blame. All of those things are fair game, too. All of those things are part of this crazy human playground. And so we navigate these energies, both experiencing them and trying to detach from them to learn from them, to not do the same mistakes again, to not make the same choices that didn't pan out, to be in that place of, I'm going to keep doing my best, even when I'm scared, even when I don't know what that is, even when I'm confused or feel stuck. Reincarnation, I believe, is the God and the universe saying, we love you so damn much. We just want you to keep experiencing more of yourself. We want you to know that you're limitless and that it's all temporary. It all changes. It all ends and it all begins again. So as we move through this crazy human playground, we meet up with other parts of ourselves, other characters, shall we say, and other experiences and energies that show us more of our vastness. Now, for those of you who are maybe familiar with some of my books, I've written 10 books, and more are in the works because I'm insane and I can't stop writing, except I'm a mom now and I have other priorities, so things are slowing down. I have slowed down, but I have more books in the works. And one of the most recent releases I put out is called The Unlimited Sparks of a Bonfire. And this book is actually a compilation of short stories around different healing themes: forgiveness, abundance, peace, love, adventure, compassion. You know, all of those, I call them soul imprints that we experience through different lifetimes. Now, you can read the first free chapter of the book on Amazon or wherever you purchase books. You can just read it for free to see what I mean when I say soul imprints. But it's almost like, think of your body as being embossed with a stamp, right? And then an imprint is left on your skin by that stamp. and it creates a design on you, similar to a tattoo or a permanent marking of some sort. The soul imprint are energies in your energy field that have been imprinted on you from your past lives. And because your energy is so huge, it's unlikely that you're consciously aware of all of these soul imprints and the stories connected to them. You think, well, where the heck did I get that experience? Or where did that come from? And so right now, you know, part of our free will is in deciding to explore and work with these soul imprints with higher levels of consciousness in order to heal them back to their original expressions of love, which I believe is where all energy stems from, as all energy is connected to God, the universe, spirit, all that is. And so working with these soul imprints helps you understand yourself better. And I collected a compilation of these stories that I wanted to just give you a little bit of an insight into a conversation I had with a friend of mine. His name is Steve White, and he's actually the narrator of this book, and he did an amazing job of making these past lives come alive, just come off the page. And I put together this book because I believe that we have so many similar themes in our past lives and our reincarnation experiences. And I really believed that these stories would help you in remembering what you are healing, remembering your connection to other energies, and also remembering your connection to deep, deep God love, universal love. So what I want to do is share with you more about the creation of these stories, these reincarnation stories, and how they came to me. And so here is a conversation between Steve White and myself about these reincarnation stories. And I hope it helps you connect deeper with yourself and also gives you some insight into how you can simply listen to more of yourself for answers around your soul imprints and your soul journey. So here is that conversation now.
A conversation with the author. We are joined now by the author of Unlimited Sparks of a Bonfire, Molly McCord. Molly, before we get started talking about the book, I want to say how much I enjoyed narrating your book for you. The stories you told were beautifully written. We met so many wonderful people throughout, and the imagery was just absolutely gorgeous. And I thank you for the privilege to produce this book for you.
Well, I'd like to start by thanking you, Steve. I really appreciate your narration talents and how you make this book come alive, how the characters came off the page and into our ears. So thank you so much for lending your talents to the production of this audiobook. I hope that people enjoy it as much as I enjoyed listening to your talents. So again, thank you.
Well, you are quite welcome. Stories in this book, Unlimited Sparks of a Bonfire, come to you. Did you have them all outlined at the beginning?
Through the years, I've had many connections with my own past lives, and some of those journeys served as the initial inspirations for these stories. I had no outline nor idea about where the stories would go, and it was wonderful to be open to whatever information flowed through. As I started writing, the characters and events came to me, like visitors knocking on the front door. Then they each sat down at the kitchen table and told me their story. I only knew the location of a story at the beginning, then the main character and their name were introduced, and then their personality, life, and other characters became clear. So I consider every story to be very real, actually, and not a work of fiction at all, because to me, everything in these adventures happened.
One pronounced theme in many of the stories is the ongoing use of nature. What does nature mean to you in this book?
It is fascinating how this theme emerged organically, because again, it wasn't planned in any way, yet every story was so visceral because of the natural world. I could feel the cold mud on the old man's feet as he sat under the geisha house, or the Nile River felt like it was right there as I was typing, as if I could hear the water ripples and the sounds of boats passing. I consider nature one of the central characters because of the universality of it in our lives. It is a common uniting element for everyone on some level, and it adds grounding to every story. Plus, nature is such a brilliant teacher that it adds another layer of wisdom to what a story or character is conveying. It was enjoyable to see how the natural world came to the forefront in each tale, and I hope readers felt that too.
The role of nature is also an interesting layer when linked to The Awakening by Kate Chopin, which you reference at the end of The Art of Trapeze. Throughout Unlimited Sparks, it seems that some characters have an experience of cleansing and renewal through or connected to a river. Was that an intentional storytelling component?
Not at all. In fact, it wasn't until after writing the story of Marie and Claude in France and how she emerged from the river, that the correlation clicked for me between her awakening story and Kate Chopin's The Awakening. Then I saw how prominent the river was as a cleansing agent across many of the stories. That was an organic development and not something I planned. I'd consider those unexpected connections to be one of the joys of being a writer. Being on the receiving end of whatever the story needs to express in order to come alive and be effective. Every story was a wonderful teacher, and I would sit with each one afterwards to understand it more, because the information didn't come from me or my brain, it came through me from the universe, and it was so awesome to be that open channel for these stories.
The modern heroine's journey of consciousness really struck a chord with women about their spiritual journey and growth process. Did that surprise you in any way?
Yes and no, since there is certainly no way to know how a book will connect with people. Being on a spiritual growth path has many phases, and it can be quite lonely at times. You can have deep questions about it and wonder if you're the only one on the planet feeling these things. And you may not have people in your immediate environment who get it because they are not following the call of their soul. So my intention with Modern Heroine's Journey of Consciousness was to help unite women in a way that honors her individuality and unique self, but acknowledges the universality of being a modern woman too. You know, there are times in life when it is vital that we are on our own and understand our multiple layers better, but it helps to know you can look up, so to speak, and see others out there that you can wave to as you continue down your path, that you're not alone. And on a personal note, to be perfectly honest, the wonderful feedback from Modern Heroine has been affirming for my own path, too, because I have felt very lonely at times, very alone, and there is nothing like connecting with other women through right sisterhood to reestablish a sense of community and connection.
Why did you decide to write your messages as a trilogy instead of compiling them all into a single book?
Well, it came down to a lot of information that would have been overwhelming in one book, which I actually attempted to do at first. I stalled out while writing the first version of my memoir, The Art of Trapeze, because I had much more that I wanted to express in the remaining 20% of the book. So I was stuck for months in the writing process until I realized it was supposed to be a series. And then, yay, a breakthrough. Plus, I think it is engaging and enjoyable for a reader to be with the individual messages of each book, to pace themselves and not feel rushed, and to have their own adventure and actively consider what resonates for them At least, I hope that is their experience.
The Awakening Consciousness series is quite an unconventional series because every book is very different from the other two. Could you share with us a bit more about that and your vision for the series?
Yes, all of the variances between these three books are certainly one of the series' most peculiar qualities. One book is a memoir, one book is a spiritual guide, and the other could be classified as fiction. Plus, a different narrative is used between all three books as they switch between first person and third person, and stylistically, each one is unique. One uniting element in the series, then, would be found in the three-stage journey that unfolds between all three books, the opening, the deepening, and the renewal. These phases are connected with Joseph Campbell's three stages in the hero's journey as a way to describe a soul's journey in human form. First, we have the opening, which, in my interpretation, is the present lifetime and how life is being experienced today, which is what I shared in The Art of Trapeze. Then we venture deeper into ourselves, our unconscious energies, and a bigger connection to the journey in The Deepening, which is the modern heroine book. And as we emerge with new wisdom, we renew ourselves with fresh revelations based on a fuller understanding of a soul's experiences, which is this book, The Unlimited Sparks of a Bonfire. So with this perspective, my vision was to incorporate multiple storytelling techniques to make the information engaging, personal, adventurous, intellectual, and even unexpected for the reader. I liked being able to innovate and keep it fresh, which is also a timely theme in the world of publishing today.
So what's next for you? Any more books in the works?
Well, I feel like I'm just getting started, to tell you the truth. I've written 10 books so far, and I actually have at least 4 more books in progress, but I'm not sure about their release dates yet, as I just became a mom for the first time, and this little baby, he really, you know, inspires me, and I feel fresh creativity pouring in regularly, so I'm just going with the flow and trusting the timing. One thing I do know is that writing The Unlimited Sparks of a Bonfire has opened me up to the joys of writing fiction, which I actually now prefer. Since the stories and characters just came through me, I feel there is more to tell for these characters. For example, I would love to write a book about Paquette, or Nice's next adventures, as she sails up the Nile. I intentionally left the stories open to pursue additional possibilities for all of these characters. So we'll see what unfolds. I love writing, and even though I came to it in my 30s, and it wasn't something I ever did, professionally, I never had any training with it, I know it will always be a part of how I inspire and empower people to know themselves better. It just means a lot to me and my creative expression. I've recently created a variety of online mastery courses to help people on their journey of self-mastery, and those resources can be found on spiritualityuniversity.com, which is a platform that offers various things to help people understand their belief systems, their spiritual path, even religion, and just different things that really can be meaningful in our world. And I also support other authors and spiritual experts in their business development through mentoring and online classes, because I really believe it's the perfect time for more people to get out there and share their gifts with the world. You know, contributing to other people's success is one of the best parts of right now, because I really believe we need each other's messages and soul wisdom in order to make the world a better place. Thank you, Steve. It's been a joy speaking with you. And again, thanks for creating this wonderful audiobook.
Well, Molly, it was indeed my pleasure. For more information about Molly and her books, or for more inspiration, check out these two websites, www.consciouscoolchic.com, chic spelled C-H-I-C, and www.spiritualityuniversity.com. Thank you for listening. A Conversation with the Author.
So that was a lovely interview, like I said, I had with Steve White. And what I wanted to really connect you with is that you have access to your soul story. You have so many different ways to access it, and that will be unique to you. So I can't just say, do this, do this, do this. It's your experience to have. It's yours to discover. Some tools could be through meditation. I'm a strong believer, and I love astrology, for those of you who know me. Astrology, numerology, psychics, intuition, development. There's so many things that are available to us right now. And yet, what it comes down to is your ability to trust it and to say, okay, there's something here. There's something here for me to dig into or to understand. So what is the theme in your life that you are working out, that perhaps you have worked out in other lifetimes, or you did not work out in other lifetimes, and you've come back around this time to get to the heart of it, to forgive, to find peace, to let it go, to move forward? And this is where we can discover more of our spiritual gifts, our true wisdom, what we want to claim for ourselves, and what is no longer true. What is no longer true? So look at this invitation to understand more about yourself and your vastness, your hugeness, you know, how awesome you are in every direction, and that reincarnation, understanding it for yourself, is a doorway that you can choose to walk through. Now, this book I mentioned, The Unlimited Sparks of a Bonfire, it has 7 different stories, and the stories are all compiled in one book, or you can listen to six of the chapters are available individually. And I did this because I wanted you to be able to sit with certain themes and say, okay, where is it anger that I'm working out? The forgiveness. I need to go deeper into forgiveness. What I need to understand about it. So each book, each chapter is a story with spiritual teachings afterwards. And the idea is to read the story, and then you go into the spiritual teachings. And even though the story might not be your story, per se, the spiritual teachings are designed to help you understand it, the energy of it, better. And that's really what I offer you. That's really what I want people to find, is their own answers for themselves. It's also why I divided the book into individual chapters, because you might need to sit with some of this information and not rush through it. But the book is designed to be something that you come to terms with yourself, you love yourself, you understand a fuller perspective, you get what a soul imprint might be about for you, or why that one person was so hard, or why this part of your life is so challenging. Now, these are all available as audiobooks, and you can find a link in the show description. The audiobooks are just released, and you can listen to them individually, or you can get the full book. But I just really want to encourage you to understand more of your energy better in whatever form is best for you. There's always more of you to discover, and it always leads you to deeper love for yourself and your journey and what you have experienced. So I'll be back soon, my friends, with another episode. In the meantime, please check out the full library of offerings. All of these podcasts are free, so many different topics, so many things to support you. Check it out. You can listen to them at any time on iTunes or on Blog Talk Radio. And I will see you there. Thank you so much for your energy and presence. Namaste.